researching mutual funds is a little trickier than researching stocks, and for a few different reasons. Mostly because of the names that mutual funds have often, and the myriad of share classes that we discussed in the first presentation. So for this reason, I actually prefer, if it's a mutual fund I'm not familiar with, to start with Google, actually. And specifically Google's finance, which is getting better, which used to be kind of not very, used to be poor, actually, and they even acknowledged that. And they said they weren't going to work on a finance page, but now they have. So finance.google.com or google.com/finance. And so searching for a mutual fund is a little easier because Google's search engine is just a whole lot better than most everybody else's. So the mutual fund that we looked at in the presentation was called the Investment Company of America. Now, it finds it, but here's, it finds it, right? It says, oh yeah, you want American funds, Investment Company of America, but wait a minute, there's Class A, C, F2, A, F529A, F3, what? Yeah, this is the problem we run into with all the different share classes. And we said in the presentation, if you were going to use a financial advisor and were a buy and hold kind of investor, you'd want to go with the Class A shares. But if you are going to do it on your own, you want to find the so-called clean shares. And in the case of Investment Company of America, America Funds, that's the F2. Typically, and they're usually available through brokers such as Schwab, and you don't have a financial advisor, then you don't have anybody to help you. You basically have to do it yourself. Okay, so if we click on this guy, Class A shares, Google gives us some information, shows us the graph, and then some more information that we're going to be looking for, and most importantly, what we want to glean from this. Is where's that darn ticker symbol? Come on, where's the ticker symbol? Oh, it's not showing us the ticker symbol. That's what we're interested. There it is. That's, if we just write that down, then we'll be able to find it in Yahoo. We'll be able to find it in Morningstar. Very easy, because Morningstar's search engine is not very good at all. So we write that down. AIVSX. So we can, you know, glean what information we're interested in here. Okay, and then. So now let's go to find that information, and now let's go to Yahoo's finance page, because maybe we want to see what Yahoo has to say. And remember, don't go up here because it'll take you to their search engine, which they want you to use, but nobody uses theirs anymore. And so here we type in the ticker symbol down here on the right hand side, and it says, "Oh, I see you want the American Funds Investment Company of America." And so you can look at what Yahoo has to say. It's very similar. And then play with the different tabs. Stay away from the conversations. There's just a whole lot of drech in there. People just lying through their teeth. And so that's Yahoo Finance. And then another one that's very popular is called Morningstar. He remembers that I've gone there. Morningstar is going to try to get you to sign up for $20, $50. I don't know how much. You can create an account and use it for free. You don't even need an account. But here's where you have to do it, right there. Usually, and because I've been there before, usually it'll pop up a big ad in front of you and you have to wait and watch the ad. But, you know, they're trying to make a buck. So type AIVSX, because I wrote it down, and it says, oh, yeah, you want the Investment Company of America. But Morningstar often has some really goody good stuff that others don't have. And my favorite one here is under risk, because I, you know, risk versus return, risk versus reward. We're interested in that. And what I really like is this one. Where is it? Down here somewhere. The upside downside ratio. Where did it go? Sometimes they take it away and sometimes they bring it back. Here it is. The upside downside ratio. Here is a fund that that grabs 87% of the upside, which means they don't, you know, they don't really catch as much on the upside, but they, when the market goes down, they catch 99% of it, whereas the category catches over 102%. So this one's going to be a little bit more, not much, a little bit more conservative than its category as a whole. So I like that upside downside. I like to look for a low downside ratio. That's actually gone up in the last few years. They used to be a lot less than that. And some of the other American funds have really good downside ratios. I'm a big fan of American funds. So after you find the fund you're interested in, that's when you want to not just rely on Yahoo, Google, Morningstar, CNBC, all the others. You want to actually go, where is it? They have a pick, they might have it on here. You want to go to the company's website. Where do they have it? Usually there's, it's somewhere in here where it says, okay, compute their website. But you can also search for it, and it's the American Funds. So if you type in American Funds, it remembers that I've been there before, AmericanFunds.com. And American Funds is actually changing their name. So as soon as you go to American Funds, you'll go to Capital Group, because that's they're changing their name. They're going global, so they don't want to be called American Funds in the rest of the world. They want to be called the Capital Group, which is what their name has been ever since they began. They didn't actually choose the name American Funds for them. Other people started calling them the American Funds because they have names like Investment Company of America, Growth Fund of America, Income Fund of America, Bond Fund of America, American Balance Fund. So everybody started calling them the American Funds, and they said, okay, I guess we're the American Funds. But they've always called themselves Capital Group, and so that's a little interesting piece of trivia you can amaze your friends and family with. Cool. And then if, say, we wanted to take a look. So one of the ones we asked you is the T. Rowe Price Blue Chip Growth Fund. Is that, I think that's one of the ones I asked. Yeah, find whatever you're interested in. So let's go back to finance.google.com, and let's do T. Rowe Price. There it is, Blue Chip Growth Fund. So T. Rowe Price has a lot of funds, but that it remembers that that's the last one I looked at. So you see, and then once we go here, let's see if Google Finance makes it easy to find a website. Where is their website? Morningstar rating. Morningstar has their own ratings. Used to be that they would just have one button that'd say, okay, who's their website? Okay, and then if you're interested in this one, these are things that are similar to that. Okay, let's try T. Rowe Price. Let's see if we can go. We might just go to Google. All right, I know what the website is. It's trowprice.com. But if we type T. Rowe Price and we hit enter, and we should see their official. There's the ad. If you click on this one, T. Rowe Price has to pay Google. But if you click on this one, T. Rowe Price doesn't have to pay Google. So I knew it was T. Rowe Price. So I'm going to go up to here and type T. Rowe, and see, I've been there before, because they're a very good company, folks, by the way. I like to watch and read their analyses. So T. Rowe Price. And then this is where you're going to look at much more detailed information about the T. Rowe Price Blue Chip Growth Fund or whatever the other funds. Because it's the mutual fund companies themselves that have the best and the most inclusive information. And of course you want to look at other people say about it, especially Morningstar and Lippers. But they'll both charge for their premium services, which you can get for free at the library. When you can actually go to the library again. Cool? So do your research on it. It's just a little bit. But hopefully you'll get hooked. You'll get, oh, this is interesting. Let me learn more about this company. Actually, their stock has been a very good stock. T. Rowe Price's stock itself, the company itself, has actually been a pretty darn good stock. So maybe you can't buy American Funds because they're a private company, but T. Rowe Price is not a private company. So maybe a mutual fund is a good thing to invest in. Not the mutual fund, the company itself. And start playing around. And I say to my Business 123 Introduction to Investments class, I say to my students, get lost. And not in a nasty way. Not in a nasty way, you understand? In a way that excites you and intrigues you and piques your interest. And if you find this incredibly boring and you'd rather eat barbed wire than sit and do this stuff, then maybe it's not a good idea that you go into investing on your own or think about a career in the investment world, because if you don't enjoy it, it's not going to be fun. And that's why we have mutual funds, for the people who don't want to do their own research. But if it does pique your interest, if you do get excited and interesting and, ooh, let's go follow this little place. Oh, here we are here, and this is a very interesting. Now, who's their main competitor? Oh, yeah, okay. Then think about it. There's a career, there's an industry that's dying for more people, that we're literally dying. All us old folks are retiring and kicking off. Whereas the new folks, they know they need more minorities. They know it. They know they need more women. Women are better investors. It's already been proven empirically. They know they need bilingual individuals. They love ex-military. Why? Because the industry is very rigid, very structured. It has to be. You're dealing with people's money. And who better to work in a structured, regulated industry than people who have worked in the military, which is very rigid, very structured, because it has to be, because you're dealing with explosive devices. So you can you tell I get excited about this? Yeah, I can talk about investments and finance a whole lot longer than any reasonable person would ever want to listen. But there's a good reason for it. It's a dynamic, exciting career and industry, and you never stop learning. Never stop learning. There's just thousands of companies, thousands of mutual funds, thousands of different choices for people to make, and you have to make your way in that. And it's fun. It's fun. So I'll stop blithering on. And if you have any questions, you know who to come talk to. Thank you so much for being in our class, folks. I am so proud of you. All of us at Southwestern are proud of you for making this far. And hang in there, folks, because this is the good stuff.